Class D semifinal regional action. It's tied at 22 apiece. Let's go individual scores here first. First out with Genesee Christian. Sydney Harris, number 24, has 4 points. Emily Sauer has 6 points. Patty Bedour has 2 points. And Jessica Cherry doing most of the offense for Genesee Christian. She has 10. The only foul trouble for Christian is Emily Sauer with 2 fouls. They shot 4 for 7 from the free throw line, all from Jessica Cherry for 57%. On Port Hope's side of things, they trailed 10-12 after 1, tied it back up at halftime at 22 apiece. Marissa Shave has 2 points. Kristen Kowalski has 2 points. Otilia Abraham leads all scorers with 12. Taylor Rinke has 1. Jessica Hsu with 5. They shot 4 for 6 from the free throw line for 66%. And that's my stats, John.
You know, our coaches play the first half just to get rid of it. This is where the real game begins. And it's kind of interesting because you have a 22-22 tie right now, and the shooting percentages are really close, too. In the first quarter for the Blue Stars, 4 for 12, 33%. Second quarter, 5 for 14, 35%. Total, 9 for 26, 34%. Pretty consistent across the board for Port Hope Blue Stars. For the Lady Soldiers, first quarter, 6 for 11, 54%, and then trailed off a bit. 3 for 12, 25%, 9 for 23, 39% for the entire half. There's no doubt what the Lady Soldiers want to do with the point guard, Jessica Cherry. She is just going to go ahead and bowl her way to the free throw line. Simple as that.
Very simple. She's made it to the free throw line 7 times already. So now we check in with Ryan Brown. He's been sitting on the Port Hope bench the entire first half. Ryan, what's the feel like over there?
Well, Coach Shock is going to focus on a little defense coming out in the second half because she switched to what they call a triangle defense where they got a girl at the both blocks and at the free throw line. And then they were putting guards on Patty Bedour and Jessica Cherry because they're the primary scorers. So they're just going to buckle down, focus on not turning the ball over, and really shutting down their two guards for Genesee.
Sounds good. We will have an interview with Marilee Shock, head coach for Port Hope, in just a few seconds here. John, what does Port Hope need to do here in the second half to really take control of this game?
Yeah, I really think they could go after Jessica Cherry before she gets started. You could take two guards and just go ahead and just, go on both sides of her. Because what she wants to do. She wants to go ahead and just take the ball to the hoop, and she always goes right. There's only one time in the entire half that she went left, but you know where she's going. And you have to go ahead and attack her first before she can go ahead and attack you.
Well, now we check in with Ryan Brown, who's standing by with head coach for Port Hope, Marilee Shock. Ryan, take it away.
Here I am with Coach Shock for the Blue Star Nation. Coach, what adjustments did you make at halftime?
Well, we need to make sure we're rebounding better. We're inside there and we're fighting, but we're not getting a good position on the rebound. The other thing is when they get a rebound, they're kicking it out fast and moving it up the court. We just got to be aware that we need to board, and if we don't board, we got to release somebody with that number 10 guard because she's gone. She's fast.
How pleased are you with your team's performance thus far for the first half?
I think we can do better. I didn't think we made a good choice on a lot of our shots. We had a lot of shots. We took 29. I think they took 19 shots. And, we just need to do a lot better job in what we choose to shoot. And our bigs have to go to the basket. They're not going to get a call if they don't go to the basket. They're fading away on those shots. And they're not getting enough contact. So,
will you stay in that triangle defense for the rest of the game?
No, we're going to switch that up a little bit. We need to play a little tougher on defense.
Okay, thank you, Coach. Good luck.
And thank you, Ryan, for that. Second half action coming right up. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
The love of the game is what attracts people to their favorite sport as players. Once your playing days are over, you can keep that passion alive by becoming a registered high school game official. We always need people who love sports and love working with kids to get involved. Signing up is easy. To become a registered high school game official, go to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Rami Eisler Trucking of Port Hope specializes in hauling fertilizer, sugar beets, and animal feed, including beet pulp and grain, for farmers throughout the Upper Thumb area. Rami Eisler Trucking operates well-maintained and up-to-date equipment, assuring dependable service for his customers. Call Rami at 989-550-2490 for rates from your local elevator to your farm. That's 989-550-2490. 550-2490. Good luck and go, Blue Stars, from Rami Eisler Trucking of Port Hope.
Second half has begun. We're tied at 22 apiece. 7:50 left in the third quarter. Jesse Christian gets the start out. Same stars for Port Hope. That's Marissa Shea, Kristen Kowalski, Ophelia Abraham, Caitlin Kapoor, Taylor Ranky, and Jessica Chu. That's not right. Kapoor is not out there. There we go. As Bedour for Jesse Christian has on the right wing. Now to Cherry, right wing as well, being guarded by Kowalski. Trips into the right post, goes up for the shot, and draws the foul. It's very interesting what Chu's doing, or Cherry is doing. She's driving right down the right side of the paint. The defender is standing straight up. And then she drops the foul somehow still.
You know, there is no inside arc. You got to stand there and just go ahead and let her plow into you.
That's the second on number 25, Jessica Hsu, first support Hope's second half. As Cherry's first free throw is up and good and makes it a one-point lead for the Soldiers. Cherry now has 11. And the second one's up as well. Make that 12. And a two-point lead for the Genesee Christian Soldiers, 24-22, 7.5 to go in the third. Shea drives to her left into the corner to Abraham. Double team coming from that. She dribbles right through it into Kowalski for the jump shot from in between the free throw line and the post, and it's good. Tie ball game at 24 apiece after Kate Kristen Kowalski now with 4 points. Into the corner, number 24 takes the jump shot from the long two. That's Sydney Harris, goes no good. Rebound Shea for Port Hope. Drives down, kicks it into number 25. Hsu turns and shoots. This one's no good. Rebound Cherry. Cherry literally does it all for Genesee Christian. Scores, rebounds, everything. And there's another travel from Bedour. That's her third of the night. She likes to shuffle her feet right before she dribbles. Can't do that.
No, especially when you have Jessica Cherry cutting down the lane expecting that pass again.
Exactly. Here comes Shea for Port Hope. 6:40 left in the third, tied at 24 apiece. Blue Star Nation coming out in strong numbers tonight in Bay City. As number 23.
Oh, that's good hustle out of the Blue Stars. When Fowler was going out of bounds, let's just go ahead and deflected right back and off of one of the Lady Soldiers' legs, and Port Hope retained possession.
After a missed shot by Taylor Ranky. So, still tied at 24 apiece. Kowalski passes into Shave, follows the play, and here they go, drives to her left, into Kowalski in the baseline, takes the jump shot. This one goes low, go no good. Rebound Cherry over to the shorter Shave. Here comes Bedour. Over to Harris for the long two, and it's good. I'm not quite sure how that went in. There was no arc at all. She has 6 points.
That was a line drive.
Line drive to middle left field. And now Ranky over to Abraham for the jump shot on the right side. That one goes no good. That's a little bit of a forced shot there for Port Hope. And now Abraham on the floor and kicks it right into Tennessee's hands, but then Shaves there to receive that pass. And she goes up. That should have been a foul. Gun called. And now Ranky gets it after a loose ball for Genesee. So Port Hope still gets the into Abraham on the right post, goes up for the shot. There's the foul.
That's the secret. You have to plow into somebody to get a foul on them.
Sydney Harris gets charged with her second foul, the first team foul for Genesee Christian in the second half. So the line shooting two for Port Hope is number 15, Otilia Abraham. She has 12 points in the night, has not shot a free throw yet. And the first shot is up, and this one's a little off the mark. The gym is so quiet when free throws are shot on either team. This is respect, John.
It really is. Everyone's being polite in here. I don't know what it is. First time we've seen this year.
This is unreal. It just gets deathly quiet. I feel bad for talking. And the shot is up for Abraham. This one goes no good either. Rebound, Genesee. Still trailing by two are the Blue Stars, 26-24, 5.5 left in the third quarter.
going back into a man-to-man.
Madur dribbling left to right across the radio for Genesee. Over to Cherry, feeds it into number 12 in the right post. And it goes up and good, as well as a whistle. Emily Sauer going for